The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
Ann, I'm home.
I was wondering if you were going to be gone all night. Well, what'd you find?
I'm sorry it took so long, but you're going to love what I found. Look at these great cloth napkins and some canvas bags that were on sale.
Wow.
I just love knowing I'm getting presents I know my parents will use.
Oh, these are so nice. You're sure you didn't buy any extras or something?
Well, yeah. I figured that a few extra napkins would be useful around here. Here you go.
What a guy. I bet this will be the most unique present your mom's ever gotten from us.
I don't know. She still has that Venus flytrap I bought her when I was in high school.
Well, the cookies I'm making are almost done, so you can include a plateful in your wrapping plans.
Wrapping plans? Oh, how could I forget? Where are the rolls of wrapping paper these days? At least the napkins and canvas bags are soft and squishy. No strange shapes that might stick through the paper. Oh, wait a second. Fancy wrapping paper on reusable items? That just doesn't seem right.
Dave, are you done already? I guess the cookies could go in a separate package.
You know, I feel like since we're starting some new traditions, like giving useful and reusable presents, maybe we should think about another one.
Another? If you're talking about buying cloth napkins for my mother, forget it. She's been using them since I was born.
I'm thinking of a subject related to cloth napkins, though. How to package them.
Oh, I get it. It does seem a little odd to wrap a cloth item in paper. Is that what you're thinking?
Exactly. As an everyday environmentalist, we need to come up with a new wrapping style, one that reuses.
Well, this shouldn't be too hard, though we don't have any paper grocery bags around since we switched to canvas.
True, and I don't know about putting cloth napkins or canvas bags in plastic newspaper sacks.
Yeah, it'd be a little odd.
The bags are clear, so it would seem pretty pointless. Clear wrapping paper would certainly take the surprise out of what we're giving her.
Newspapers, that's it! What about the colorful section of the newspaper, the gardening section, or what about the comics?
Oh, she'd love the comics.
I know we have some bows from previous years. Isn't that odd? I know lots of people who save and reuse bows off packages, but very few who save and reuse wrapping paper.
This is going to be a great present. But what about your cookies? Do you want me to save some of the comic pages?
Well, I have a reusable plate to put them on, but I was thinking of using one of your cloth napkins on top. I don't know about putting newsprint directly on the cookies.
I think that can be arranged, maybe, especially if you have some extra cookies, you know, like for me.
I think I can arrange some extra cookies. Let's get to work and finish up our waste-free wrapping.
Cut the wrapping. Use comic pages, old maps, or recipes from magazines. Consider using yarn or ribbon in place of tape. Reuse bows, or use flowers in place of a bow.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Produced by Joseph C. McGuire. Technical engineering by Jay Charles. Scripts by Britta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave and Jim Justice as Ann. Let Dave and Ann show you how you, too, can be an everyday environmentalist.